when the kids sign backdrop. The joys of having all of your kids on Zoom all day.
Sure. This sounds exciting. Where's this going?
I started up my Zoom this morning.
Oh, wow. You're in San Francisco today. I didn't know you were traveling.
I'm at the Golden Gate Bridge. So I am still trying to figure out how to not be at the Golden Gate.
Oh, but maybe you just be at the Golden Gate Bridge today. You know, I mean, time traveling or whatever.
Why not, right? I mean, if I can't hop on a plane, might as well just go there on Zoom. So, well, we've been having lots of folks put in the chat where they're calling in from. We've got Helen from North Carolina. She's grateful for a good night's sleep. Mindy from Montana, Katie from Idaho. We've got Hannah from Kansas. Shell from Nevada, grateful for her family. And Karen from Colorado, grateful for this call.
Aw, we're so grateful for y'all. Thank you for being here. Thankful for you.
And I'm grateful for your microphone.
Huh?
And I'm grateful for your microphone.
You know, hey, coming to you live here this morning from Salt Lake City, Sugar House, Utah.
Seriously.
Thanks for tuning in to the AT channel.
I love it.
Yeah, well, you know how many times in the past you have said, gosh, she sounds so quiet. She sounds so quiet. So
more.
I find that the microphone has solved that issue. I do have a laptop from 2013 and it works great and fine, but I think because it is a little bit older, it has, you know, some of that maybe not as optimal sound.
So do we need to set a goal for when we get that laptop replaced?
You know, I'm feeling a little attached to it and it's got a lot of content on it. So, I mean, and you know, technology is not my thing. Like anyone that knows me well knows that, I love technology, but I'm not, it's not my strength in terms of knowing it. So if someone else wanted to like download all my files, figure it all out for me, I mean, I'm just saying.
Is then, the Apple Store open?
Yeah. See, I don't even know if the Apple Store is open, but I would need someone to, with wisdom in technology to like make sure we save all my content, all my files, and then someone could, then I would be willing to buy a new one. I'm not against it. I just, the process okay. Transference
I know.
Is what I need someone to handle for me.
I hear you. Well, maybe we should set up a double date with Natalie and us, and we just hit the Apple Store and cause she's got a update her computer and total do the whole backup thing too. So
yeah,
maybe we just all go
maybe we
in
just and make a goal of it and do it together. I really like how you think. I would do so much better with an accountability buddy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which brings us to today's topic. Today is the very last success coaching call before the marathon starts.
Dun 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 dun.
So Founders 2.0, the starter's pistol fires on Friday, the 15th. So we are super, it's hard for me to take myself seriously with this background. Sorry.
Janice is saying, if you look down by your video icon, there's a drop down arrow and you can click on it and change to no background. Janice knows.
Thank you, Janice. See, that's why we have a community.
It is why we have a community. I mean, I think if you were in San Francisco or if you had someone on one of my coaching calls last week had like a tropical beach scene, which it was like, well, that would be nice, you know?
I've been on Zoom calls where Shane Hinsey was putting like stockpiles of toilet paper in his background. And, you know, I think that's probably a better, another great way to use the technology. So yeah. I have a question for all of us today. I would love for each of you who is on the call today to ask yourself, am I all in on Founders 2.0? Because this is going to be the journey of a lifetime. It's going to be the most epic stretch and it's going to be hard. But I want to ask you if you're on this call and you have not chosen in, if you've already written yourself off and said, you know what, that's probably for all those people who are already always on the incentive trip, or, you know, that's for the Haley Hobsons, like that could never be me. I want you to ask yourself why. Why is it that you have counted yourself out? And why is it, and what other ways in your life do you do the same thing? In what ways do you say, you know what, success isn't for me. You know what, the healthy body, that's not for me. The great social life, that's not for me. Like, in what ways have you said no and chosen out in other areas of your life? Because the way you do anything is the way you do everything. And I'm here to tell you that Founders 2.0, I think we're going to be shocked, the people who cross that finish line in the top 200. It's not going to be the same rock stars that we're used to. So my personal invitation to you is be all in. Let's run this race together and let's see where it takes us, because there is goodness on the other side of this stretch. There's my challenge.
A to the men. You know what I kind of feel like, and you are technologically savvy, you could do this. I kind of feel like I don't know why, but I just keep hearing the soundtrack Chariots of Fire in the background. And I don't know if you could cue that up for us, because that is what this is feeling like. Like, we are on it. Anyone else? Just me. Okay.
I'm 100% feeling it.
Okay. Let's see what Andy can pull off. You never know with him, you guys, in his technological gifts. And the things that he shows up with, you just never, never know. So.
It's just when I'm under pressure, I buckle, okay?
Yeah. Can I elaborate to a thought that you're sharing?
Please.
And so I love what you're sharing, and just the inquiry and the opportunity that's here is, I'm a big believer of the process, and I'm a big believer of being committed to the process. And if I can, I wanted to share a little experience that I think is going to help every single one of you, whether you're all in with Founders Club or not, or somewhere in between, or excited but nervous, scared.
Can shoot a video like.
Oh, Andy's on the search. We can hear it. But here's the thing, is that years ago when I worked for Robert Kiyosaki's group, and he's the author of the books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I helped them with making lots and lots of money with personal coaching. And Andy, we can hear it. Hold it for just a minute. Hold it for just a minute. And then we'll cue it up. Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
So I know you're a little excited, but hold it for just a sec. So anyway, but thank you for figuring it out, finding it. But anyway, years ago when I was working for his brand, this is before I went out on my own, and I remember he shared a story, and I want you guys to write this down. This is a gem, and you're going to like this. This for me after this meeting was on my, this one statement was on my refrigerator for like 8 months following this meeting. So at the time I was this like sales team leader for his account and so forth. And he was sharing, he'd just gotten back from sharing a stage for with, I believe his name is Archbishop Ash. And Robert was saying, he said, you know, the process is more important than the goal. And then he went on to say, and he was talking about, you know, so having the goals and having the clear outcomes, but I'm a big believer of the process. And he went on to say, quoting this Archbishop, he said, you know, the process is more important than the goal. And that God will give you glimpses of your greater glory so you can endure the pain of the process. But it's who you become matters more than the goal, right? And then he went on to say, so the million-dollar question is, and he's literally, you know, teaching and into creating that kind of wealth, said the million-dollar question is, and he repeated it twice to make sure he had our attention, is he said this, can I be faithful to the process? And that question, you guys, can I be faithful to the process, was on my refrigerator for like 8 months following that meeting. Because the energy, keep in mind, I was in a corporate environment and this gentleman had just said God, which was very unusual, right? Very different than the entrepreneurial space where, but in that experience, when he said that, it was like truth. Is that the process is more important than the goal. It's who you become in the process that matters the most. So I invite you to keep that question, write it down, put it on a 3x5 card, is that when you think of Founders Club and your goals overall is some days you're going to be stoked and excited. Some days you're going to be discouraged. That's part of the process, right? It's part of the formative experience. I think what matters for me, if I'm you, and for my goals in my life is, am I leaving it all on the field, right? Which is sometimes a sports analogy, but the regardless whether that's your thing or not, is are you all in for you? And regardless of the outcome, because some of you, and the other thing we talked about this last week, you're going to really have to put some blinders on. Because you're going to watch what others people are doing, and they might be posting, oh my gosh, we had a great class, X people signed up, or this is happening, that's happening, you know, and then you might decide, oh, I'm going to take myself out of the game because of someone else. Do you know what I'm saying? And what matters more than anything, it's not about anyone else. This is your race to run. And it's like, are you going to be all in for you, regardless of the outcome and regardless of what anyone else is doing, what anyone else is thinking? You know what I'm saying? And I just think that matters so, so very much. Yes, Janice is saying, can I repeat the first part? He was talking about, he said, you know, that God will give you glimpses of your greater glory so you can endure the pain of the process along the way. He's saying, you know, again, the process is the gardening that you hear me talk about a lot. You're out in it. You're in it. Your hands are in it. You're putting in the time. You're putting in the effort. You know, you're watering it, nourishing it, fertilizing it. You're doing your part. And that is what is going to matter, is this is your race to run for sure. And that you're going to have to focus on, I'm in the garden and I'm cultivating and I'm nourishing, because your ability to be consistent, not perfect, but consistent and persistent is going to win this race. Because everyone's going to come out of the gates hot, you know, but it's like, what's going to be your sustaining? What's your process? How many people are you contacting, nourishing every week? How many people are you, you know, connecting with and mentoring and putting yourself out there? And you know what I'm saying? And so I just invite you, I hope you're choosing in. And I hope you're choosing in and having this kind of a mindset as part of it is, yes, that you're so clear, you're claiming it, the vision board, the Founders 2.0 is all over your space, you know, or in your mind, and that you're like, I'm here. But it's really like, am I willing that regardless of what anyone else is doing or saying or thinking, as well as, you know, this experience, I'm in it. It's that is the biggest, most important piece is like, who are you going to become? And regardless of the outcome, is what you're going to learn about yourself in this season, and that opportunity that you can say, oh, I'm going to be all in. I'm going to be all on the field. Does that make sense? I hope so. All right, Andy, can we tee that up now? Are we ready?
Man, yes. And I've got a little something to share with it. Okay.
Okay. Oh boy, here we go.
So first of all, we're getting all kinds of amens all over. Thank you for your sermon. Somebody said, this is Wednesday church. It's here. So today I want to repeat the words of John F. Kennedy when he was speaking about our choice to go to the moon. He said, we choose to go to the moon. We chose to go to the moon in this decade and to do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we are willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one which we intend to win. Can I get an amen?
A to the men. Thank you for allowing for figuring out the Chariots of Fire music. I just saw it, you guys. I just saw it
for the first time?
Huh?
For the first time?
No, but just the reality of like when you were speaking about this, let's get after it. This begins Friday. I was like, I just heard Chariots of Fire like show up in the background. I mean, if you want to, like Katie's saying, she's going to make that her ringtone. Maybe that's an anchor point for y'all that you start your day with, like, hey, and if Chariots of Fire is not your song, have a theme song, right? I think everyone needs a theme song. But you're like, we're getting after this today, you know?
Seriously, give your life a soundtrack, right? Like, don't wait for somebody to make a movie about you. Make the movie.
Make the movie. Everyone, I just want to say, like, I wore really big, loud and proud earrings for you today. This is like Founders Kickoff earrings energy. They have a whole party of their own. Like, this is rare for me. I'm like, wow, we got like, I feel like they're doing a dance. Like, they've got a pina colada in them or something. And they're like, hey, can we have pina colada oil, everyone?
There should be.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just share? I saw that somebody posted on, let me get these in order first.
Oh boy.
No, this is not a joke. This is something serious. Sorry to get your hopes up like that. Somebody posted on Facebook different scenarios for how you could get to a founder's position. And so let me just share, like, these are not crazy scenarios, right? Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. So an elite getting to platinum, you could be a founder. Or an elite getting to diamond is another scenario. Premier getting to diamond or platinum, right? So you could already be a premier, and getting to platinum with these points, you could get a founder's position. A silver getting to platinum could become a founder or diamond. A gold getting to diamond could become a founder. A platinum getting to diamond could earn a founder's position. And then this scenario of a diamond going to blue diamond could be a founder's position. So just like, nobody can make you believe in yourself, but we are going to, with our last breath, invite you to believe. So that's all.
A to the men. Some people are saying, oh, they want to see that, but figure out where you saw those and maybe you can share it with them.
Yeah, I'll post them in the Share Success Facebook page after we're done.
Okay, awesome. Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, should we jump into some coaching?
I'm ready for some coaching.
That's our new jingle.
Maybe not, but it's here for today. Oh, goodness. Okay, I am ready. I am truly, I have been like thrilled. I'm like, let's move. Let's shake and bake, baby. If someone has some coaching, if you want to join us live, that is our preference, that we can have that live interaction with you, whether on audio or video. But if not, if you want to pop a question in the chat box or on Facebook Live, feel free to do that too. But we'd love to serve and love to support you.
So raise your hand if you're on Zoom. And all right, we've got a couple of people raising their hand. Hold on. Like, the hands are going up and down too fast. Okay, Kim. Kim Herzler. We've got you on live. If you want to go ahead and unmute yourself and bring on your video, we'd love to say hello. Can you hear us, Kim? Okay. Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, but I have to tell you, I am not putting my video on.
No worries.
My gratitude this morning was that I get to call my dad, who's 89 years old, every morning. I have a great relationship with him, and we enjoy talking about genuine things that are really important to us. And I have to say, I rolled out and I just didn't get myself ready before I called him.
So. You're totally fine. What questions do you have for today?
You know what? I am starting from just the get-go. I have one person underneath of me and that's it. And it kind of terrifies me to think about doing this, but I just feel like I've had some experiences the last few weeks that have given me some ideas about where I want to take this to. And so honestly, I feel like I'm more of a sponge right now. Just, you know, anytime everybody asks a question, I'm writing it down. And so that's right where I'm at.
I love it. So tell me, if you were to rate your belief in your ability to create success on a 1 to 10, 10 being the just pure belief, one being non-existent.
I would say 2 weeks ago, it probably would have been a 0 or a 1. I would say now I'm probably between 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there. And I feel like what I really need right now is just that launching point. I have several people in mind for building my business, my leaders. But it's just, it's that, you know, it's that fear of somebody saying no. And so, but the things that I've watched, I've actually watched some of your and Natalie's other videos, have just really taught me and continue to teach me a lot about just being genuinely who I am and just being vulnerable about life. Because you don't really get the things that you want for where you want them to be in your life unless you are vulnerable.
I love it. Thank you for that share. So can I just let you in on a little secret?
Sure.
People are going to say no. You're going to share oils and you're going to invite some people and some of them are going to say no. So my question for you is what will you do with that?
I think my biggest thing would be, because I feel like I am so new to this, is just reminding myself that it's not about me personalizing it. It's about still believing in me and thinking, well, you know what? That's okay. They can do that. That's fine. And, you know, maybe at some other point, it might be appropriate to go back and talk with them again. And
totally.
I guess for me, I really feel like it's about building that belief in myself and not allowing the no's and the discouragement, which I know I struggle with too, to override what the goal is. And also I really liked what Janice had to say about who you become matters more than the process.
Than the destination,
I definitely understand process in my life. I'm actually a mental therapist, and what I really love to do is incorporate the oils into people that are struggling in therapy. You know, life is hard enough, and those that are really trying to better themselves and to really believe in themselves. You know?
So I'm going to be really bold this morning.
Okay.
When you are sharing an oil or inviting to a class or in some way sharing doTERRA, and you're focusing on what if they say no? Like, what if they reject me? What if they reject my message? Are you thinking about them and their needs, or are you thinking about you?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. But again, I feel like because I really have been doing some significant work with trying to believe in myself and some of the other skills that I have as a therapist just reminding myself it's not about me. It's about them. I watched Elise Senevi, and she just talked about how she just wants to get to know people and be their friend. And I feel like that's really where I come from is, you know, I just want to get to know the person and know what their needs are in their life. And, you know,
so I want to suggest something to you today.
Okay.
That anytime you're shifting your focus to what if they say no, and what if I'm rejected, you're actually being selfish. When you're taking the focus off of them and their needs and how you can serve their needs, you've checked out of being serving. You've checked out of being present and gracious. You've actually gone into being selfish.
Okay.
And I know that sounds harsh, but I've just seen it enough times now to know that focusing on how people perceive us is actually one of the most selfish things we can do. Like moving into this popularity contest of, do they like me? Do they not? Am I loved? Am I lovable? Like the people I know who have changed the world didn't care. I think of Gandhi. I think of Jesus. I think of Martin Luther King. Like it wasn't about what are my polls, right? It was like, I have a voice. I have a mission and nothing's going to get in my way. So I just want to invite you to be on your errand, to be on point with your mission, which is so much bigger than what do people think of me. I promise you that if you go to that space, then what people think of you will never get in the way.
Great.
Tiffany, anything you want to share?
No, I love this. And I think just, it's so exciting you're on this journey and welcome and thrilled that you're part of it. And I think, you know, again, it's being in a practice, right? Is practicing what we're, some of the things Andy was sharing and practicing showing up to say, I'm here to serve. I'm here to be the vessel, you know, and in doing that, man, it's such a positive difference of influence. So thank you for sharing that, Andy. And Kim, we're so glad you're here.
Love it. Wishing you the best on your journey. You got this.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, we've got somebody else with their hand raised, but it just shows their phone name. So today we're going to call you Galaxy.
Galaxy. There we go. Okay.
Okay, I brought him on as panelist, but I don't see them now. Alexis, you had your hand raised earlier. Let's see if, I don't know if it's Alexis or Lexi. Okay, Amy Varney, we've got you on live. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Hi, Amy. Amy, where are you from? Where are you joining from? Where are you
at? I'm in Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa. All right. Welcome.
Thank you. We're quarantined in here, and I have 8 children from the ages of 19 years old and special needs and autism and a feeding tube down to my baby who just turned 1. And wow. We just hit premiere last month.
Congratulations.
And we started the business in February. And my husband and I got to be at the doTERRA experience end of February and meet you and Natalie, Andy.
It's so good to see you again. I was inspired the day I met you, and I'm even more inspired today. So
you're well so nice. Done.
So how can we support you today?
Well, I loved when both of you were talking and you were talking about that belief system in yourself, and also as you were sharing, you know, being able to go from elite to the Founders Club. And I have three strong frontline. I just got my third leg on May 1st and before they announced Founders. So I was like, well, we could have waited, but we didn't want to lose that momentum. So there you go.
Precious thing. Never yeah. sacrifice it. It's
right. It's and life. So my goals aren't just for me as much as they are for supporting them. And so I want to, you know, I'm constantly taking notes as I'm listening, and then I'm trying to act on that desire, because I know that those actions are required to be able to help support them, because we're all in this together. So you get nervous, you get those moments when you wake up in the morning and those little demons on your shoulder that say, you have 8 kids at home and you're homeschooling and are you insane? And so, but we're all in. And I guess for me, for coaching, I'm trying to help make sure that I'm giving every possible effort that I can to my family at the same time as I am my business. And we've sat down with the kids. We've used those moments, we call them Varney victories. And we have the kids helping us with, okay, when mom gets to do 5 calls, and this is what those 5 calls are going to look like, and making sure that they understand, okay, don't come in and tell me that, you know, your brother was hitting you or whatever the case may be. Now then what are we going to earn as a family? And so trying to celebrate that. And so I'm trying to be that example and to pass that down with my downline. And so I want to help create that consistency and that momentum as we go forward, because it is really easy to just to shoot out the gate. We started in February. We were elite in March. We were premier in April. Wow. Our goal is to be silver in June. And so I'm trying to juggle that. And my husband is amazing and very supportive and really excited. And this has given us that hope. And so Heather Anderson's our upline, and Heather had asked me on Monday on our team training call, and she said, why, what's your why? And I said, my why is to help others have that hope. We couldn't dream before. And my kids are like, does this mean we could get a dirt bike for Christmas? I'm like, yeah, that is something that you can dream for. And so to watch that light in their eyes and go, oh, we don't have to struggle with, you know, wanting to dream. But for my team, I want that consistency so that I can help them and meet them in their space of where they're at. And I do struggle with that when you were saying, when you take the focus off of who you're talking with, then it becomes selfish. I'd never heard anything like that before. That was very powerful for me. So that will be something that I put up for me, because I want to serve people where they're at. I want to validate them in their space. So whatever pearls of wisdom, I'm here. I'd love to know how I can best support my team. What are things that I can do to be that example and to help create that belief for myself so that I can keep that going?
Well, first of all, a huge congratulations. Like, you're just getting lots of love in the chat and big hearts on Facebook. Like, people are just so thrilled about how quickly you've been able to rank advance with everything that you've got going on with kids and life. And I remember when we talked, we've had some similar shared journeys with kids and ages. And so just huge congratulations to you for creating what you've done. What I hear you saying as you talk about your why, and as you ask the question, how can I what I think what I'm hearing you ask is, how can I sustain, right? How can I leverage and duplicate and really keep momentum in a big way? And the thing that I see in you is that you're a hope dealer. And hope is like a drug, right? Like it has a euphoria and a high that is unlike anything else, especially when we've been starved of it for a long, long time. So I feel like you already know and you've already said what it is that that you can do to keep that going, and that's to be that hope, to be that light, to be that energy that you already are, and that will just, that'll have a ripple effect, and it will feed on itself. And the more hope you feed to others, and the more light, it compounds. And so I would just shout out, like, you are doing it, and keep it up. Like, I'm so inspired, and everybody in the comments is the same thing. Like, you got this, girl. Like, you still got this.
Thank you so much. And I love that, a hope dealer. Well, that's the best kind of dealer to be.
It is. And it's totally what we get to do, right? Like, what a gift that we have to offer people, right? Like, especially at a time when hope is at an all-time low. I mean, you look at the economy right now, and 1 in 5 people are unemployed. A couple weeks ago, it was 1 in 7. Like, hope is in short order right now. So have we got something to share? Yes, we do. Tiff,
thank you so much.
I just feel like maybe she could offer all of us some coaching, like, sister, how are you handling all of this and keeping your sanity? You know, I mean, 8 kids, even half that number is a big deal. And then, but with all that you're facing and so anyway, I just sincere, like, massive respect for you, and just thank you for that inspiration. So thank you for that. But wow, it's like, oh my gosh, woman, that is incredible. And you're still sane. Like, I'm confused how that's all aligning up, you know?
And we go through a lot of adaptive oil every day in this house.
Yeah. Exactly. That was my thought. It's like, do we have the adaptive, like, just running on full time? And
yeah, we do. It's in the diffuser, and the kids will come over and I'm like, come here, I don't want to fight with you today. And they just hold out their wrists and I put it under their nose and on the back of their neck. And
I love it. That adaptive blend. Yeah. I'm a big fan of it. So anyway, just acknowledging you. And I think, you know, I think about one of the things that I off your share for you, but for all of us, is really looking at the power of intentional nourishment and asking yourself, you know, what fuels me? What keeps me in the zone? What helps me feel positive? What nourishes me? And I think when we think about this strategically, just like we would, you know, if you were training very intensely for some kind of health type thing or fitness thing or any kind of like marathon, you would absolutely be very intentional about, you know, the things you're eating and sleep and so forth. Well, asking yourself, this is always an energy game, right? Because when we have great energy, even when we have challenges or work to do or stuff, a lot going on, we can really navigate it. So I just love for us to think intentionally and strategically about what nourishes me and what makes me feel good, and coming up with your own feel good list. Sometimes we call that a joy list, or we call that, you know, your mindset work. But it's dropping you into the things that activate good energy for you is so important. And so you might say, I need a daily walk. And whether all the kids go with you or not, if you're able to leave the house and walk, I don't know. I know state by state is a little different. But if it's not out of the house, it's like in the house. And things like you're saying, diffusing adaptive, or, you know, prayer, meditation, or, hey, we've got to have a dance off every day at 2 o'clock. We crank the tunes for 10 minutes and all the kids, we get the wiggles out and we dance it off, you know, and you might say reading certain things or having certain things posted that anchor us back to the key principles that we want. Is this is often, y'all, it's an energy game that you're wanting. And that's the thing, that's the fuel that you're after. And so the more that we can prioritize that, the more that I think we're setting ourselves up to win and continuing to progress. So, but a lot of times we forget that, right? Is that we just get going and moving. And rather than thinking about, oh, am I doing the things that give me the fuel, you know, is looking at it that way. So I love, love, love what you're up to and just championing you and cheering you on and excited for you and congrats on going premier already and thrilled to see what's in store. And I love having those conversations with kiddos, is being the kind of parents that nourish possibilities and nourish dreams and conversations, even if it takes whatever the time it takes to fulfill having the dirt bike or, you know, the pool or getting the llama. I mean, you may not want a llama at your house, but some of the but whatever the dreams are, it's just being a creating a space where dreams are welcomed and nourished. It's not always about the achievement of them or the timing of when they come, but are we the kind of family that nourishes that talk, that nourishes possibility and dreams, and that we're creating that? So I think that is such critical work that you're modeling for them.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's a new thing for us. And the kids are really excited. So on Friday I said, okay, mom's got these calls and this is what we're doing. And so Friday the kids are wanting a pizza party and a movie outside, which it's 102 here right now. So movies outside are hot, but they're all excited to that's their goal. So they're working for it too. So I love that list. Having that list for what works to help fulfill, fill that energy back up so that I can keep that in that space. I hadn't thought to do that before. So that's awesome. Thank you so much.
I just want to celebrate one of the many great things that you're doing, which is getting your family on board with the big mission. Like, it's so easy to just compartmentalize your life and say, guys, get back to your, you know, whatever you're doing, mommy's got to do her thing. But instead you're like starting out by saying, hey, do we have consensus that this is important? Like, this is a great opportunity and can we all be on board with this? And then helping them celebrate little milestones. Like, you have, it sounds to me like you've mastered the energy of celebration and you're doing it with your family, you're doing it with your team. So I would just give you a huge, huge high five. And I'm guessing we have people on the call right now who hear your story and they're automatically judging themselves. They hear about
I hope not.
So that's my next question for you. So, you know, you just march right up to premiere in a matter of, you know, 2 months. If I'm on your front line, and you're coaching me and I'm beating myself up and saying, well, I can never do what you do. You're doing this all with 8 kids. I can never be that. What would you say?
Well, I would say that you have your own strengths and your own talents, and the people that are needing you need the energy and the love and the hope that you have, not the hope that I have, not the energy that I have. They need it for you because each of us is so different. And my days aren't perfect. Like, I'm not the Facebook reel that has all of those highlights. You know, we have those days that I mute it and I go, oh my gosh, stop fighting. Give me 5 minutes. But then we have those days too, that it all goes great and smooth. And you lay there and go, is it too much to ask that we have that day again? So it has to be real. And we have those ups and we're in our downs. And so that consistency is key. But who I'm going to touch and bless may not be the same person that you're going to touch and bless, because you're your own individual. You have that light that someone else needs to hear in the way that you're going to share it.
Love it. A to the men, sister.
Thank you so much.
So honored to have you on with us, and congratulations on everything you have done and everything you will do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Love it.
Wow. So inspiring. And I think that's the key right there, is to choose to be inspired rather than What's the opposite of inspired?
I would just say kind of demotivated, maybe, or
expired. You know,
expired.
I was looking for something with the parallel thing going. So, yeah, like it's a choice, right? Like I can either compare myself and beat myself up, or I can say, you know what? I'm going to get my family a little bit more on board, or I'm going to take a little more time to nourish myself, right? Like whatever piece it is that's inspired you, take that and run with it. Teresa, we've got you on live with us. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh my gosh, I was going to like take my hand down, but okay, cool. Thank you. My thing is I was very shy and I didn't know very many people and I was kind of seen as the weakling, you know, the one that had all the personal growth to do. And I did all that personal growth, but people kind of see me as the, I don't know, not the one I don't know. They get inspired by how much I've done and how much I've grown. But basically, you know, I was a shut-in kind of, like I didn't leave. I lost a lot of weight. I did a lot of work, became a health coach and a life coach and, you know, to help myself really. And so then I wonder, well, how can I connect with people now? Cause I haven't had a big circle. I noticed that when I go out, people really like me and I'm able to connect with people, but I don't know how to share the part of, I've always given more than I've been able to receive. And so I'll give until I'm like completely empty, but to receive and to bring back, that's really hard for me. So I'm afraid to share. I'm happy to give. So those are, I guess, a couple of things. I love to give, but I'm realizing I can't give anymore because I have to receive. Like you can't just keep breathing out air. If you're given CPR, you've got to breathe in to give the air back. And then the other part is how do I connect with people? Because every person is new for me. And, you know, and I've got great ideas like health coaches and things like that. But yeah, those are my questions.
All right. Can I lead out first on this, Andy?
Please.
So Teresa, I'm so glad you're with us. Where are you from, love?
Oh, sorry, I pressed mute. I am from Missouri.
Missouri.
Missouri. Yeah.
Missouri. Okay, I was just like, for a minute, you guys, I was like, geography class? I don't remember that one. I'm from Missouri. I'm like, is that like New Zealand somewhere? So anyway, I'm so glad that you shared. And I think, you know, I first just want to address that the power of, you know, first acknowledging you for all the positive changes you've taken in your life and the progress you've made with moving yourself, your mind, your body, your wholeness, your wellness, your journey to a higher plane and like healing, right? Healing and wholeness and working on that. And we know that's an ongoing work in progress. But I think, you know, a lot of things that, one of the key things that you were talking about with however others perceive you is I want you to practice getting out of that mindset and out of that business of how are others perceiving me? You know, what are they thinking? What are they experiencing? Because that, and again, we all do it. So thank you for the real talk. We all do it, but I'm asking that you are conscious to practice catching that loop and closing it faster and coming back to purpose. Why are you doing what you're doing, Teresa? And I'd like you to put that in writing as one of your assignments this week is literally, and it can be on a short post-it, you know, post-it note or 3x5 card. It can be a longer, you know, page declaration, but I want you to be in purpose and declaring that purpose of why you're doing what you're doing, your coaching, your sharing of doTERRA, and really letting purpose lead you, not opinions. Does that make sense? And this is a great thing for all of you. If we talked about purpose about a month ago, I think, but the reality of coming into it is like coming back to it over and over again. Because like for me, similar in the world of me just living my life and purpose and as a coach, you know, and my life is on a very different path than what I planned or thought or how I grew up. And I get that. So I have a lot of awareness and connection with you on it. But the reality is that not, you know, me honoring my purpose and being out doing the work that I do. And I'm not perfect at it, as you know. Sometimes, I mean, I never claim that. But the reality of other people's opinions, there are absolutely a lot of great humans I've had the great fortune to connect with and that we've shared positive space and things. There have also been humans that have judged me or said unkind things about me. And I can't control that. I can only control how I show up and that I am showing up and I'm willing to show up even in the midst of the potential judgment. But a lot of times the issue with judgment for all of us isn't actually about being judged. It's about the fear of being judged. And we think, well, if I shine less or I'm not too much or I do it this way or maybe that way, if I keep trying to contort myself into a pretzel, maybe I'll get everyone's approval. And it just doesn't work that way. What matters more than anything is you be true to you and that you practice being on purpose to show up to serve and to help more people. Yes, at times, absolutely. I'm a believer of feedback. And if someone has sat at my table and they know me well, then absolutely, I'm open to that feedback. But strangers on the internet or even people that have been close to me, I'm still willing to hear them. But the reality is what matters is you being true to yourself. And I think I just want to reaffirm that. So one of the ways we practice that, because that's something we say those kinds of things and we go, oh yeah, that's good. One of the ways we practice that is to have our purpose declared. And it's something that we review and part of our prayer, meditation or morning practices or throughout the day, we connect back to why am I doing what I'm doing? And that I'm leading with purpose. I'm leading with heart. I'm leading with spirit. And that I know and God knows or the universe knows like that we're doing the best to work on sharing and serving and helping more people, you know, have access to the oils and to doTERRA and to your life coaching and health coaching practices that helped people heal. And, you know, none of us will be for everyone, but for the people you're for, you're really for. Like my people, my tribe, wow, we are super synced and connected. You know what I'm saying? But that tribe would never be able to find me if I was always, because I still can get triggered in these thoughts and feelings, but if I was always living under a bushel trying to make sure everybody was pleased with me and I made that my business, that's exhausting, number one. And number two, this is about purpose, not popularity, not popular opinion. It's about purpose. And by doing that, my loves, you guys, you find your people and they can find you because you're willing to hold up the torch. You're willing to say, this is what I offer. This is what I'm about, you know, and I think there's great, great power in that. So that's what I wanted to speak to. And if Andy, if you want to share to that or the other part of her question, but, and if Teresa, you want to tune back in and unmute yourself. I mean, I don't know if I'd like some to just tune in if that helps or supports you.
It does. I really appreciate that. Because I have a really big why and it's cool. Like I'll cry, but
good, cry, babe.
I have a really big why. You know, I lost my husband to cancer and I was dependent on him for everything, even for my emotions and money and, you know, and belief in myself. You know, all those things. So as I went through coaching, you know, my coaching stuff, then I realized that, you know, and it's so interesting because I always have been a people pleaser and I think, oh, I'm getting better with that, but I still have so much more to go. And, you know, and someone said, well, call yourself the unhealed healer because you can still help even if you're not there. But anyway, so my why is to really help other women, especially it's women. Even though I can help men, but I want to help women to be able to take care of themselves and to, so that they, if you can take care of yourself and you can take care of your children, then you have that confidence and you can live in integrity to your truths. And mm-hmm. when you're living in integrity to your truths, you're living the life that you know that God wants you to live. and he only wants beautiful things for us. And so like, if we can be brave and we can have that freedom, that financial freedom and health freedom, you know, there's the other thing is that health freedom,
then we can become just these beautiful versions of ourselves and pass that down to our children. So yeah. that's what I love.
Yes. You know? And to your share, someone was saying too from Facebook, Andy posted it on the chat box. Susie Nelson on Facebook Live says, you know, I'm encouraged to be brave and to return to clarity of purpose, and other people sharing, thank you, I needed to hear this. So see, your courage to speak up has just also been a blessing, and we're living in real time. When you have the courage to own your voice, when you have the courage to share what's on your heart, how that then supports and blesses other people. And so see this in this exact moment, that catalyst. I would offer just as a thought, I am going to encourage you to drop that, the language, the unhealed healer. For me, it just feels, and again, if that resonates with you, run with it. You, of course, trust. I get that you're acknowledging, right? Like, hey, I realize I'm a work in progress. But to me, that there's language to the subconscious. Like when I hear that, there's something that in my gut that goes, like it feels like, I get why you're saying it that way, but maybe we shift it into something around progress. Or
okay, I like that. I will.
On the journey versus acknowledging it. Similar when I'm helping people work on their goals and they talk about debt or they talk about wanting to lose weight. Your subconscious mind doesn't want to lose anything, and debt has a really potentially heavy feeling. So we talk about, for instance, having a zero balance versus talking about the debt, or we talk about the health and the vivaciousness, the vitality versus losing 10 pounds or losing weight or things like that. And so similar when you say I'm the unhealed healer, love, energetically and just subconsciously, I don't think that sets you up to thrive.
Okay. I'm dropping it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Andy, anything you want to add to this? Cause this is a really juicy conversation that she's bringing up.
Just a huge amen. And the whole community is just sending you so much love and light. You're perfectly supported in this journey. And just an invitation to claim every good gift, every connection, every blessing to support you in your journey.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess that's a good one to claim every good gift, you know, rather than push it away. So I like that. That's the receiving.
Yep, you're worthy. I think that's, instead of asking yourself, like, why do I not have what I want? Shift the question to why am I worthy of every good gift?
I love that.
So do some journaling on that and really okay. Give yourself space to answer that question. Like let your soul respond. Why am I worthy?
Wow. I have to say, this is so powerful. And I really appreciate what you guys have shared with me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Teresa, thank we're you. Cheering you on in the land of Zuri.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm cheering everybody else on too. Whoever said stuff in the chat and whoever's not there, just everybody, like there's so much room for all of us. I always, you know, I try to do this self-talk. So it's like, okay, I've got new things to ride on to help me up level again. And one thing that I like to imagine, because I'm trying so hard to receive, is I take my cup and I fill it, you know, in the ocean, and I fill my cup full, and even my cup runneth over, and then I look out into the water and it's all still there. It doesn't look like one bit has been taken. So there's so much for everyone.
Mm-hmm. More than enough.
A to the men.
Love it.
Yes. Thank you,
Teresa. Okay. Do we have time for one last question? We've got Hannah on with us.
I can tuck it in. Let's tuck it in quick.
Hannah, are you still with us? Hannah. Maybe she's not with us.
Maybe not. There she is.
Okay.
Welcome.
School projects. Okay, I can go quick.
Okay. Hi, beauty.
Hello.
So happy to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, so I really, when Eddie Villa talked at leadership about strengths, I really started digging deep into my strengths. And yesterday he did a call and I found out that, well, I knew I had futuristic as the top, but I found out in my top 10 that I have 5 executing strengths. And so he was just kind of going through what that means. And, you know, a lot of planning and a lot of list making. And so we talked about what that meant as I'm growing my team. And so, okay, my question today is as I'm mulling over Founders Club and writing all the plans down and getting it all kind of projected, I think that I will be going with different people than took me to Diamond. And I'm curious on any tips that you have on starting over with maybe a new leg or starting fresh, or even tips in digging down deeper into legs that are already there. Because I'll tell you, like, I kind of looking at everything and looking how everything is set up currently, I've kind of been dragging a couple people along, and I want to feel like we're all running together. So I will take whatever tips you have.
Andy, what would you say to this?
What I'm hearing you ask is, how can we all go together, right? Like, this is not how can this not be the Hannah Reasoner show, but how can this be the us show, right?
Yes, yes. And maybe it involves new people. I feel like some of my people have kind of gotten tired and are finished. And maybe it involves bringing on new people and seeking new things.
Yeah, I love the line of questioning and just the openness that it represents. Like, you're open to receiving from the universe in the form of existing team or new team, right? Like, it might be brand new people, and that's okay. Like, just that unattachment and willingness to open your arms and say, hey, who wants to run with me? And who wants to, you know, go elbow to elbow and do this together? Like, that's, I love that mindset. And I think that's one of the keys to having intention without attachment. I have the intention of being a founder, right? My intention is to be in the top 100 of founders for the US, and who that's with, I'm not attached to. So I would just say, like, hold space for someone to partner with you. I keep thinking of that quote, the African proverb, you know, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So that's what we get to do here. Oh my goodness. There you go.
It's all aligned. Everything is lined up.
Yeah. Yep.
It totally is. So yep. I just love, I love where you're coming from. And I don't know if I could add anything to it. Just don't be attached to whether it's existing team or new people. Yeah, I think for all of us, I think if we're going to get to the next 2 billion, we get to open our minds a whole lot more to who else I get to share with. Like, I think there gets to be a whole new generation of new people, right? Like, of course we're going to support and run with anyone on our team who wants to, but the next 2 billion means a lot of new people.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else, Tiff?
I would just say that I would invite you to be just open, babe. Just be open. And I know you've heard that a lot in Mindset Makeover. We've been talking about that, but I'm really so clear that a miracle must, part of miracle work is, and miracles, right? Like, there's daily miracles all the time, is our openness to them. And sometimes when we've done something a certain way, and I hear sometimes different pastors talk or teach about this, is that the way God answered your prayers last time, right, doesn't mean it will be the same way the next time. And so sometimes we get really comfortable of like, well, this is the way it should go. And so just being in openness and fueling that vision and the possibility of it, and taking the ownership that you're a really bright light, and just daily, and maybe some of your affirmation work and mantras of, I'm open to the miracle. Who am I serving today? Who am I connecting with? It is a new season. There is a river in this desert, you know, and some of those, you know, for me, different scripture verses and mantras and affirmations, I like to mix them up together. And they absolutely, it's just priming the pump to being like, what is it I can see? And so it's choosing to say, I'm upping my lens game, because what I'm seeing, right, comes from the lens I have of life. And so it's choosing to say, hey, I am worthy. I am open. I am ready. I am receptive. I am a vessel. I am a light. Let's take this. Take me. You know, again, you know that I love the language, use me, God, use me. But it's just dropping into that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, this is, has all the makings that what got you here won't necessarily get you there. Mm-hmm. And here's one of the reasons why I think it's so powerful that we are open and, in my belief, partner with God or partner with the universe or source, whatever language matters. I truly honor all the ways that we climb the spiritual mountain, but it matters that we make the climb and that we're in partnership with our higher power. And because similar for me, so like a lot of what's been happening the last few months with this COVID situation, and then, you know, starting Success Academy last week and starting Mindset Makeover last week, is because of the unique circumstances that we've been in, I had the opportunity, and I'll say it that way, as well as some moments of, of pivoting and stretching. And again, re-partnering with God, because I've done what I've been doing for a long time. And it's like, yeah, we know how to roll this out. We'll just do it again and do it again the same way as we've done it. Well, no, we're not doing it the same. And the gift of this season has been, and for me, and the gift of this new 2.0 and the next level, is that it allows us to be in intimate partnership with God, and intimate creativity with God, or again, source, universe, is that, like Mindset Makeover, as you know, we have almost 500 people in there now. And that was so beyond, but I had to do it differently. It was pay what you can this season. And we're going to see. And I just made an offering to God and said, okay, I have no attachment to the outcome or the income. And it was like, we're just going to offer the value right now and just take it to whoever needs it. And now it's done multiple times over what we've ever done in the past. Yeah. And you know, that is only, and to give it grace and glory where it's due, that is God's work on my life. Mm-hmm. But that's because I was willing to be in this now humbled again, because, you know, success is great, but success makes you comfortable. And you just do things the same old ways because they've always worked. Well, we're in a shaking up of the universe right now. And so when I talk about this, it's not out of fear. It's out of complete openness and trust and surrender and partnering and being like, but believing and like, you know what, here, God, I'm putting this offering in your hands and I want to create all these things. You can still own the goals and the desires, but then you have to be the instrument. And if, right, if one of the ways that you also, all of you amp up your goals with Founders Club is I would put in clear writing and clear vision boarding. How are you giving back when you achieve that? How are you giving back along the way, right? Because you make this about, hey, I want to be the blessing. I want to be the steward, because that's all we really are about our lives, our resources, our experiences, is we're in stewardship. We will all pass from this life at some point, and this physical form we're in will become dust of the earth again. Mm-hmm. We're in just simply stewardship. So the homes we live in, the opportunities we have, that's just stewardship. So if you want to create, again, like magnification, it's coming back to the spiritual roots, and it's being in partnership with God. It's being partnership with those principles. And so I'm in a living experience right now of seeing how absolutely things were magnified above and beyond, but it required me to be open to new ways, not the same old, same old, same old. And what got me here isn't taking me there. And same for all of you. So an openness and a possibility, and just, can you even let those seeds, for all of you, I'm speaking to Hannah, and I'm really talking to all of you, can you let those seeds germinate in your mind, in your thoughts, in your practices? You know, one of the gifts of any adversity, if we allow it to, is it can nourish us into some openness. We also sometimes call that humility. But we've been nourished into openness if we allow that invitation.
Thank you. I think one of the things that I've had to do since I learned about Founders Club and looking at everything is just being so grateful for what has brought me to this point, but also grieving the where it's been and maybe not going with the people I've created such great, fantastic relationships with. And just knowing, like what you say, opening up to new experiences. And so I think part of that process for me was just grieving and kind of feeling that fear of, okay, starting a new season in this. So Thank you for all of that.
Yeah. And I appreciate you bringing that into the conversation as we can. Like sometimes when we're in transition, right, and we're welcoming the new, there is a letting go or passing away of the old. And we're all feeling some of that grief, you know, myself as well, part of, of feeling it's like, I really want to be on a stage again and with humans again. And I want to go to the pool and I want to go to concerts and do some of these things. But the reality is for this season, at least, in the differences, and again, each person and home and family and state is making their own decisions. Thankfully in Utah, we've had a lot of great positive progress, but the reality of it still has required me to be open to a new season. And it's okay to feel those feelings, right? And letting go of the old and welcoming the new. And especially all the people, like you said, we built to this together and we have all this memory together, but some of those people, they've shifted, they're different. That's hard for me too, Hannah, sometimes is, and just being very honest, sometimes, I'll go through experiences with people as a coaching client or a friend or a group, and we'll have these like amazing experiences and memories. And then as life is sometimes in life, you move along and then different paths and so forth. And it moves on sometimes. And I honor that tenderness. I think there's so much power in this. So thank you for sharing this, because I don't know about you, but I really appreciate the space to verbalize, some of these true principles, and that for all of us, it's like the possibilities are truly here. And be open and partner with your higher power and realize it's like, okay, and remind yourself. I want you all to write this down. This came up for me a few weeks ago. I found this again, where there's a book called A Course in Miracles. And I really love Marianne Williamson's work around this called Return to Love. But there's a statement in The Course in Miracles that says you can have a grievance or you can have a miracle. But they're two different energies. And so are our thoughts, are our words, are we speaking into fruition, right? The power of the word, the power of speaking life into fruition based off words, and what are we speaking, thinking over our lives? Now, none of us are perfect at this. This is why we work on it. We nourish it, but it is powerful to come into those practices and that openness. Again, another word for openness is humility. Is to be teachable and open and show me and guide me. And again, there's part of me that, again, I just am so grateful that I am renewed again, because these cycles happen, right? It's like, hey, because sometimes, I've been doing coaching for 10 years. I've learned a whole lot about, coaching and marketing and funnels and courses. But the reality is like, I'm in a brand new season again. And I'm grateful for that because it brings me back to my roots. And it brings me back home versus always just the like, hey, we're just going to do things as we've done them. It's like, no, we're going to transition this. So thank you for sharing that. And I just love you. We've been on this path together a long time. And I'm grateful. Yes. And that letter you sent me is one of my bookmarks in one of my favorite books. So I think of you often. And thank you for taking the time to write me that letter, because, there's days that I need that fuel too. Because similar, like when Teresa was talking, or our fears of being judged, or we've been criticized, or we've been you know, something that we didn't go our way, you know, we all need that fuel. So thank you for being part of my fuel tool.
Thank you. Thank you. You're such an inspiration. So thank you guys for all your support. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We're cheering you on big time.
We're cheering for you all the way.
Yep. Big things are in store. Great things are in store. Get ready, everyone. Take your vitamins. Take your LLB.
I know. Eat your vitamins.
I do want to just say, Karen's asking, she said, can she still join the Mindset Makeover group? You all can. You can own it for life. You can join us at any point. You just simply go to mymindsetmakeover.com is the website, and it's pay what you can. So whatever that looks like for you, you are definitely welcome to join us. There's so much positivity that's happening in that group, and we're intentionally working on some of those things. So, but I just so love this group. Like, my heart's tender. Like, I started all like, you know, which is good, but I'm now like on the brink of just like tears, because I truly feel just gratitude for all of you, and that we get to be on this journey, and that you're the kind of people that are willing to do the work, and you care. Like, you care about helping people change their lives, and we do need more and more people. We need more light. And as we know, these little bottles are like bottles of light. And so I just hope that today has helped renew you in some level to just know, like, the work you're doing matters, and please keep doing the work.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. And we're so grateful that you have chosen to be part of this community, and such a big part. Like, you represent the heart and soul of this tribe, and we love you and are so grateful. So thanks for taking the extra time, going the extra mile. And it's the perfect setup for the starting gun firing Friday.
Are you ready to play the music on our way out?
Let's do this.
Everyone, get after it. Get on that field. I love it.
We'll take it home on the finishing scene there.
There we go.
All right, you got this, guys.
Yes, thanks for joining us today. Love you. Cheering you on.